And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Phyllis Weaver and Monet David. Phyllis is the program director for the Y of Acadiana, and Monet David is the assistant program director at the Y. Here to talk about some programs that have been around for a while and also one that's just starting up that you all are really proud about, and I think a lot of adults in our listening audience will be interested in as well. Before we talk about those programs, I think some people just may not know much about the YMCA. Presence, what the Y's presence here in Acadiana. So, Phyllis, maybe you can tell us about how long you all have been in the community.
Sure. Thank you for having us. We've been in the community since 1985. We have been youth-based. We do after-school care programs, camps for kids, and so we're trying to incorporate adult programs as well now. We run soccer clinics and adult kickball leagues, and so, you know, we're just trying to provide a service within the community to give something for our local children to do as well as our adults.
Absolutely, and as Lafayette Parish grows, there are more children and more interest in programs like you all offer at the Y. And, of course, you've been one of the reasons it may be difficult for people to place you all is that you've been kind of peripatetic. You've been moving around for a number of years in various locations, but now you have a permanent presence.
Yes, we do have a permanent presence. We have been at the particular location that we are at right now for about 6 to 7 years, and we are located at 800 East Farrell Road, and we have a great property out there. We have some land out there so that we can hold sporting events, and the kids have a great place to play, and so we are now established over there in that area. We were previously located at a couple of different locations, Girard Park many years ago, and we worked out of local schools, so now we are really established at the 800 East Farrell location.
All right, so easy to find, y'all, and people will always know where these programs are taking
place.
Now, Monet has joined your staff fairly recently. How long have you been with them?
It was a year in October, so a year and some months.
Right, and I have to say to our listeners, too, that you were a student worker here at UL when you were a student.
I just love the nonprofit sector, so, you know, it's my niche, I guess.
That's right. Well, we're happy to see that a very valuable nonprofit has your services now. One of the programs that y'all are excited about is the Adult Kickball League that you're starting. And that, of course, has become very popular in the past few years, I'm sure due to a rather well-known film.
Right.
But nonetheless, it is popular. People like it. And you don't have to be in that good a shape, I think. You know, a lot of, or you don't have to be really talented in, it's harder to play baseball or, you know, football. Kickball, people think, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Definitely. I think half of it is just enthusiasm. Enthusiasm and maybe being able to run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, you know.
Yeah. So you want to start a league. It's for adults. And I know some parents may be going, oh, but it's so hard after work. You all have helped out with that.
It is. We will be running our kickball league the month of April. So from April 4th until May 23rd. And we will be running those on Thursday evenings from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We will be offering free child care for that service for adults who really want to get out and do something. And it will provide activities for the children, homework help. We'll be doing arts and crafts, maybe a few science experiments, just giving them something to do within that hour so parents can get out, maybe meet others from the community, and, you know, get some exercise. So we're really, really excited about this program.
So the kickball league, does that mean there's one team, or are y'all part of a, what is that indicator? You can have teams that compete against each other?
Well, this is our first time trying it, so we're just trying to encourage the community to come and sign up. Yes, we will be dividing people up into teams. If you can create your own team and you would like to join that way, we are welcoming that as well. We will be having Mr. Travis Scott, who is a graduate in kinesiology from UL, coming out and coordinating that event for us.
Okay.
So, if you just want to join and you want to be placed on a team, that's great. If you want to create your own team and come as a group, we are encouraging you and we are welcoming you.
How many people are on a kickball team?
There are 12 people on a kickball team. you know, again, we're just kind of starting this off. And so we're just seeing who's, you know, wanting to come out. But yes, ma'am, there are 12 people on a league.
So an office could get together and put together a kickball team, have their own name and head out to the Y fields, the kickball fields.
We definitely could do that. That's actually, a great idea to, you know, get your office staff together or, you know, just a group of friends. Anybody who's looking, you know, to have some fun, get some physical activity again. And again, you know, we're offering things for parents. Mm-hmm. They can bring their children. And I think that's a great opportunity for them as well, having the free child care.
Right.
The registration is up on our website. It is a $40 registration fee. That does include a kickball T-shirt with that registration fee. You know, and it's a very minimal fee. You can find all the information on our website at theymcaofacadiana.com. All of our sports events are on there. If you just click on the sports tab, as well as any type of contact information and various other camps that we run, after-school care programs, summer camps, holiday camps, any kind of information that you would need, the general information is posted there.
So y'all are a busy place over there.
We are a busy place.
Well, I guess we also have to stress, just going back to the adult kickball, we talked about creating a team, but you can just go, you know, one person if you're interested in playing kickball, just show up.
Well, Mr. Travis Scott, you're in well hands over there. He will take care of you. So if you just want to kind of meet new people or, you know, just have fun, he will take care of you. Okay. Do not be afraid to show up one person because we love it. We love meeting new people. We love having people from the community come in and just kind of dip their toes in the water and see what the YMCA is all about. Now, we do ask that you are 18 or older to sign up for
the kickball.
For the kickball league, But I'm really excited about the childcare end of it. I can't wait to kind of plan and schedule kind of activities, arts and crafts, like you said, science projects. I really am excited about that. And I think it's fantastic because oftentimes, you know, you want to do things like that. You want to get out and meet new people, but you have kids, you know, and you don't want to leave them behind or you don't want to have your husband or your wife watching them. And so I'm really, really excited about that.
All right. So as, you know, one person, a couple, a whole office, you can take this opportunity to get involved in kickball. And have to ask if y'all play kickball. Have you gotten out there and...
I mean, we play kickball with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The kids are fantastic, and it's a great kind of, like, warm-up. I'm really eager to see how the differences between adult kickball and kid kickball, you know, pan out. Because they're fierce. They're fierce kids, and it's serious. So I want to see if there's even kind of an air of, like, camaraderie between the adults like there is with the kids. So it'll be fun to watch.
All right. So that's kickball at the Y of Acadiana. My guests, Phyllis Weaver, the program director of the Y. Monet David is the assistant program director of the Y. Encouraging adults 18 and older to join their new kickball league. Registration is happening now. And you can register the kickball league kicks off on April 4th. So you still have a little bit of a time, but don't wait too long. And remember, there is child care if that's a concern of yours. So you mentioned some other programs that some people may know you better for. You have camps, holiday camps for children. How do those work throughout the year?
The holiday camps work similar to our summer camp. You're going to drop your child off at 7 in the morning and it runs till 6 p.m. That's at our Y campus on the 800 East Farrell Road address. And we just plan throughout the day different activities. Now, we alternate inside-outside play so that they're moving constantly. They're not sitting around. They're not playing video games. I love to do reading and writing. We do science projects. I love the character development stuff that we do. It teaches morals and ethics, but at a level that they can understand. So we're making cards for local hospitals. We are learning about bullying. We are learning about, you know, this summer we're going to learn about meditation, so I'm really pumped about that. And so they come in and they're divided by age and by gender. So we've got the little ones with the little ones, the big ones with the big ones, boys with boys, girls with girls. So it's really fun. And we do like a lot of outside play. Like I said, we're playing kickball. We're playing dodgeball. We're doing we got a new basketball court recently. So we're playing shootouts and stuff like that. It's fantastic. I love every time we have a camp because we see our after school care kids. But we also have kids that we don't necessarily service throughout the school year that come and, you know, see us at the holiday camps. And that's fantastic because a lot of the parents are surprised that we service outside of those schools. So it doesn't matter if we're not in your school. You're more than welcome to come join the YMCA.
And when you say in your school, there are certain schools that you service for after
school care? We service seven schools within Lafayette Parish. Now, let me try to remember this. Mm-hmm. It's Broadmoor, Elio Judice, Plantation, S.J. Montgomery, Green Tea Linden in Youngsville, Ernest Gallet in Youngsville, and what did I forget?
Myrtle Place.
Yes. So we're in those seven schools right now.
Okay. So you all go out to those schools for the aftercare.
We do. We have a site director that's posted out there. It's usually somebody from UL or SLCC, so college-age kid. Mm-hmm. We also employ teachers from the school, which is fantastic because they can do homework help with the kids. And then we have counselors that are also college-age kids.
We also employ assistant teachers as well. And so, it's great to have those teachers and those assistant teachers, like Ms. Monet said, to help with any maybe homework difficulty. Mm-hmm. And so that's really nice. And not only within our after school care program, we also run the summer camp. And that will be kicking off this summer, June the 3rd. And we will run a camp, we know at least for the duration of 10 weeks. As soon as the information comes out as to when school will be starting in the fall, we will know the end date of our summer camp. But we always run anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks of summer. We do various activities at that camp as well. We go on field trips. The part I really like is we have people from the community come and talk to the children about their jobs. The BVD will be visiting us this summer, and we'll be creating a rain garden with Miss Claire. And we also have Lafayette Animal Aid coming out. We also have the watershed is going to be coming and talking about our local watersheds. And so it's really great for the kids, to get information from people who work within our community. And so they can see how they can contribute to the community as well. And we do gardening and we do lots of outdoor sports, like Ms. Monet said. Again, we do reading and journaling time during those days. Those camp hours also run from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, you can find more information on our website about that camp as well.
Well, and hopefully as summer gets closer, we'll be announcing those dates as well. Again, if you are just tuning in, we are talking about the Y of Acadiana, the YMCA, of course, a national nonprofit organization that many people have associated with children, but you all are hoping to bring more adults into your programs as well. So lots of activities for children, after-school care, holiday camps, summer camps, and now, of course, the Adult Kickball League, for which you all are offering some child care as well. So lots of great activities. You mentioned the website, but you have a Facebook presence as well that people can go to.
Yeah, I'm kind of managing the Facebook page right now. It's facebook.com/the Y of Acadiana. And we'd love for you guys to like us. Like I said, I'm updating every day with new information. And we have pictures now. I'm going out and taking pictures of the kids at school. So you can see kind of what we're all about at each individual school. We may be like at all schools, but they're so different. And it's fantastic. Because the way one school works may not work for the other one. And so they've kind of adapted. And it's just really cool to see the kids in action as far as we're doing homework, outside play. And you can see the teachers helping. And you kind of get that image of a kid actually understanding something as the teacher's explaining it to them. And it's just, that's what we're all about. And if we can capture that, even better.
Well, I think people can hear the enthusiasm and resolve and wonderful determination to help the community from both of you all. Now, I know you have a special day, a one-day program coming up in April called the YMCA Healthy Kids Day. And what's going to happen on that day?
Healthy Kids Day is an initiative by the National YMCA that just preps kids and families to get ready for summertime. Just because you're not in school and maybe you're not doing athletics, you should still, remain healthy and active. And so what that day does is we're going to have different kind of activities going on at the campus. We're going to have fun jumps. We're going to have healthy snacks, kind of giving the kids a way to understand what it means to be healthy. And so we're going to do different sports. We're going to have, soccer and just kind of like little little stations to kind of go to. So you're not committing to like a full soccer game, but you're learning basic drills. You're learning kickball. You're learning basketball and just, finding what you like to do and how to keep doing that throughout the summer.
just and your whole life, too,
exactly.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we'll announce that as that gets closer as well. That's the YMCA Healthy Kids Day in April. My guests are with the Y of Acadiana and talking about lots of activities they're having. But right now you can register if you're an adult, 18 or older. You can register for their Adult Kickball League. And maybe just tell us briefly again how they can register for it.
They can register online. You can also give us a call. The information for the website is theymcaofacadiana.com. You can also give us a call at 993-9622, and we can help you out that way. Ms. Monet did say that there was information on Facebook as well. You can always drop by our office. We're at 800 East Farrell Road. And so any way you need to contact us, we are there for you. We are ready to answer your questions, and we're excited to meet you. We're really looking forward to new people from the community coming to the YMCA and finding out what our programs are all about.
And with free child care as well,
with
if they need
childcare,
it.
With free child care, the Adult Kickball League, yes, does have free child care with that. Again, the registration fee is $40. It does include your Kickball League t-shirt. And again, it's from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday evenings from April 4th all the way till May 23rd. And the last 2 weeks, May 16th and May 23rd, will be kind of like a playoff week to see who's made it into the Kickball League playoffs. And so that'll be really exciting as well. You do not have to know much about kickball. Again, if you want to come on your own or if you want to create your own league, that is fine as well. Again, Mr. Travis Scott will be helping us with that, and he is a UL graduate of kinesiology. So we're really excited to have him as part of our team, and we're really excited to introduce something for adults within the area.
All right. Well, thank y'all both for coming by to tell us more about the activities and let us know about this Adult Kickball League, which could become an established part of our community and creating healthy adults for years to come. Well, thank you all, and we look forward to having you back to talk more about activities throughout the year.
Sounds great. Thank you for having us.